Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle... Goddamn fruit flies. Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hopefully you guys have had a great week. Oh, see, my guest back joining me once again is Lauren Petrullo.
Hello. Look at this. You have a backstage now?
How are you?
Hi.
What are you drinking?
Clearly a big thing of vodka. What else are you doing on Friday?
Exactly. All right, so let me set up the show, and then I will get to you, because I got plenty of questions for you, Lauren. If you guys want to call in, you could easily do that, 407-270-3044.
John B.
is already saying, hi, Lauren. Is your mic even working? Because it sounds like you're way off the mic. Yeah. Oh, see, that's better. See, you got to learn. All right. So
I'll make out with the mic.
Yeah. See, I learned this. A lot of the radio guys, you don't want to talk directly into the microphone. You want to talk across the head of the microphone, like you're just whispering.
Oh, you could have been so much dirtier with what you're talking about. Across the head of the microphone.
Yeah, across the head of the microphone. So, Lauren, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Although I'm like looking at this thing and I was like, with my hair up and these like spaghetti straps, I look like I'm practically naked.
Then you know how to work it then. Okay. I mean, you're working it. Lauren, yesterday was a great show. I mean, I don't know how I'm going to top what I did yesterday, but I had Wendy from the Howard Stern Show. Wendy is a part of the Whack Pack, and I've known her.
Did she blow on the microphone while someone straddled across a large thing of speakers?
She just talks. She's probably using a laptop, but Wendy is that type of a superstar where she doesn't need anything. Like, you know, I've been working all my life in broadcasting, and Wendy is a bit player on the Howard Stern Show, and it was the biggest show that I ever did. You know,
so then how did she agree to hang out with you? Did you sleep with her?
No. Well, okay. Wendy.
Oh.
I called you Wendy, but Lauren, she's my age, but she has the mind of a child. She is, she is the R word, if you know. They used to call her Wendy the R word, if you know what I'm talking about. You can't say anymore. But Wendy grew up in the same county I did. And before she blew up and got big on the Howard Stern Show, she used to call into Real Radio 104.1. And it was humongous. It was great.
That's so, what she said?
Yeah. It was amazing. So, Lauren, it's been a month since I've had you on the show.
It's been a whole month?
I think it has been. Catch me up. What have you been doing? Because I've been seeing you. You're going to a lot of conventions. You're doing a lot of these big, like, business-type things. What have you been up to?
I mean, the biggest thing probably is that, there's a company called Digital Marketer. Mm-hmm. There's an e-commerce certificate that I was a part of that launches this weekend. So that was out in Austin, did some filming there. But tomorrow I will be in Costa Rica, which is exciting. And I found out that where we're staying is this like hippie haven, essentially. Like if you look at the Instagram, they're basically all barefoot and naked in these casitas and tents. But I'm going there for work, which will be exciting. And then more Austin and California.
All right. So I got to ask you, you're married. Does mm-hmm. your husband go on a lot of these trips with you, but or is it more girls, girl power?
He's coming with me to Costa Rica. Okay. So we'll have that trip together. But more often than not, I'll just go by myself and meet up with beautiful Costa Rican women like you saw in Austin. But yeah, he's coming with me to Costa Rica. He's coming with me to Fiji. We'll do the cool work
okay.
trips.
So I gotta ask you this, okay? Because okay. I've seen you go to these things. You are mm-hmm. posting at 3 a.m. in the morning. You guys have been out partying and stuff. Your husband must not be a jealous type guy at all, right?
I mean, I'm sure everyone has a degree of jealousy, but we have so much open communication that he has nothing to be jealous of.
Wait, all right. So keyword open, like
do you
guys have that type of relationship? Like
we are not a part of that lifestyle. It's just the fact of like, I'll check in. He gets like hourly updates. And
but
almost like debriefs of the night.
Hourly updates, though, like, is yeah. that something he wants or is that something you're doing?
Both. I mean, there'll be something like maybe like, oh, my gosh, there's this like beautiful woman at the bar. Like you would be so happy to see her. Like, I love what she's wearing. Just those kind of like play by play so that he can, in a way, have a sense of like what's going on and that now, he knows that he's top of mind.
He is European. European yes. people are more liberal, more open to other things.
Okay.
Like, I mean, do you guys ever go out to like a place and you'd be like, oh man, she, you know, she's an attractive person, or like, you know, what do you think of that guy? Like, do you guys ever play that game where you're
always.
You do?
Me? I play that game with friends. That's like a...
Well, not just friends. I'm talking about marriage and stuff.
But it's still like, it's a good conversation. Like, to disacknowledge or disavow someone's attractiveness just because you are in a committed relationship. Acknowledging mm-hmm. someone being very attractive human being or a good person that you're attracted to is completely unrelated to if you are going to take any action on it.
Yeah.
Like you can window shop and you can have a conversation and be like, wow, gosh, they're going to, you know, make beautiful babies, or like, okay. you know, what's going on in the bedroom is like, oh, they're into some kinky stuff.
See,
like, that's fun conversation.
You definitely seem like a cool, understanding female. Because, like, a lot of women, like, if they caught their man looking at another woman or kind of, like, you know, IFing her or, like, kind of looking too hard, like, does that bother you? Or, like, I mean...
It bothers me, like, to Nedley's point, like, it bothers me when my husband doesn't call it out. And I'm like, you missed me from the chance of admiring and being attracted to an individual, regardless of what gender they are. It's like, I think it's something to be celebrated when someone looks by and like the honesty of, oh yeah, wow. She was beautiful. Like, yeah, she totally was. If I were to like hide that or associate any sort of guilt, then our conversations and communication would break down. I disagree with that. I have friends that are very much like the don't look and like covers their husband's eyes.
Whatever. I think you're setting yourself up for failure. You know, by doing that, because as a woman, do you think it makes you feel insecure about yourself? Like if you get mad, if your guy or your man is looking at another chick, kind of window shopping per se?
The only time is I would get mad if I didn't have the chance to equally appreciate it. Like their attractiveness has nothing to do with my attractiveness or how I feel about myself. And like, you know, maybe it's the same way. Like when I look at someone who has a really nice house, I'm like, oh, I don't automatically think my house sucks. Like, I love where we live. I love my home.
Has your husband ever been like, hey, look at that dude over there? Kind of like, you know, hey, or I know women sometimes will be like, hey, look at this chick. I mean, she's attractive as hell.
All the time.
But like,
I say that.
Does he ever do that? Like, hey, look at that dude.
He will at times if I'm watching shows or I'm reading books, be like, oh, that totally looks like the character in your show. And he'll point out someone that he thinks I would find attractive and be like, yeah, you know, that guy, I can see it. I can see he's attractive. But he and I have different tastes often. Like who will, if we play the celebrity
well,
game.
No, tell me the, all right, so what is the difference in the taste then? Okay. You would think that you guys would have similar taste and stuff.
Sure. I just, the men or women that I find attractive are not always the same ones that he would think are conventionally attractive, mm-hmm. which I think is amazing because it highlights how everyone is beautiful to a different person. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, for who is traditionally a 10, they might be a 4 to someone else because that person has an attractive to a different type of person or personality. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, often I'll be like, oh yeah, this is the hottest guy or this is the hottest girl in the movie. He's like, no.
Do you guys have, like, people do this in relationships. Do you have that, like, hall pass, like, celebrity, like, if you were like, oh, if this guy ever, yes, like, absolutely. So you do. So who is yours and who is his?
Alvaro Soler, he's a...
Oh, geez, you got to give me somebody that we know, seriously.
Look, if you listen, he's in LA, and I know one time in my life.
This
I
is yours?
Cross paths with him. Absolutely. He's a Spanish singer from Spain. And then his is Blake Lively.
Oh, he could do so much better. I'm sorry.
My ask for him is Shakira. I was like, you know, if there was ever like Shakira and her husband, Gerard Butler, I'm like, they're fantastic human beings.
Well, you know, when I was married, mine was Kelly Clarkson. Like, okay. But that's when she kind of, and I don't want to sound rude or mean, before she kind
when
of,
when she
like,
was younger.
When she blew up is what I'm saying. Before she blew up, not fame-wise, I'm talking body-wise. You know, Kelly Clarkson was like my go-to person, you know? You were talking about shows.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard for you? Because here, I know it's going to make me sound lame. You know, my dad passed away. I'm helping take care of my mom and everything right now. And I try to find shows that are female oriented, but also a man can watch. Okay. Right. What are your shows with your husband and stuff that you guys can watch that there's a little bit of both? Each other.
Elite, it's a Spanish show again. Like, you're gonna be like, I don't watch that show, but it's like Money Heist. It's Gossip Girl, but 10 times sexier. You will watch it. You can watch it dubbed in English, and then you will be like, okay, I understand and accept why you have this affinity now for individuals from Spain.
You're being a little too highfalutin, too high class. Nelly Mandingo says, I asked my wife why people think Amber Heard is pretty. She is all right, but not hot as fuck like everyone says.
I mean, I think she's arguably a very attractive person, but I think a component of like hot as fuck like everyone says, you're taking into your conception of how attractive an individual is based off of what you've seen from the trial.
Okay,
and all those
so
other pieces.
I did trial, not set this up with... Nelly Mandingo, but I did pull this story, and it's a great segue. I wanted to get your opinion when it comes to this, okay? Can men be emotionally and physically abused by women? And I wanted to get your, before I get into playing this story, what is your initial thought on the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing?
I mean, I think absolutely anyone can maliciously or intentionally harm another human being. 100%.
But, all right, hold on. Lauren, does your husband like to watch Se Posta Per Te?
Se Posta Per Te? I don't know that one, but you know, we love LOL. Did you watch LOL with Fedez? He was on my list, by the way. He was on my list for a long time until he got married to Chiara Ferragni, but... there's an Australian version. It's Last One Laughing.
Mm.
It's a fabulous show.
Yeah. Fish on Jay says, yes, it's called marriage. Women can. Now, okay, so let's get into that. Have you ever been in a relationship where it was, you felt like, your partner was abusive to you in some way, not just physically, but maybe emotionally, or took you for granted?
I mean, I'm sure everyone feels at one point they got taken for granted. I will say that someone who in the early stages of my life, the first, was.
When you coughed, are you talking the first? Yeah. Okay. I got you.
Slept with 17 other women while I was staying with them every single night for a summer.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, while you were in a relationship with him?
I mean, I think it was probably like a situationship in all reality, but that was, I mean,
17, that was 17.
In a summer.
In just one summer. Now, this is the footballer, right? This is the footballer?
No.
Okay. All right.
He was his preferred sport was basketball. But yeah, it was 17. I wouldn't say that was emotionally abusive in any capacity. I allowed that to continue.
Why?
I should have been like, ew, you are trash.
Why did you let it go on for so long?
Oh gosh. How much time do you have on that? But no, I mean, in all honesty, it's like, you know, oh no, that was a mistake, or like, ignorant.
Hey, hold on one second, Lauren. Wendy Pack from last night, she says, hey, Tuttle, I shared you out on my Discord. Hey, Wendy, I've been talking about you to my guest, Lauren, who is a good friend of mine. I have her on as a co-host. Wendy.
You are the Wendy to his Peter Pan.
Yeah, like, Wendy. You
guided all these lost boys in yesterday's episode.
Wendy, if you would like to come on this show, I would like you, woman to woman, to come on and talk with Lauren here, because I think you could really, really help out Lauren. I really, really do. Because Lauren, you know, just admitted that she was with a guy that she let 17 other women. You didn't per se let. You knew what was going on. Wendy,
not to that gravity. I mean, I was suspicious, and then we had a nice heart to heart.
Wendy, I'm gonna post the StreamYard link. And if you would like to come on, I'm not like asking you or saying you have to, but if you would like to come on, Wendy, here is the StreamYard link. I'm posting it right now, Wendy. And if you would like to come on, I think you would be great. I think it would be amazing to come on. I think Lauren could learn a lot from you. I really, really do.
Fingers crossed.
All right. So let's play a little bit of this. Do you think that they got the right verdict on the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp?
My legal counsel for my company, Mongoose Media, she actually took 6 weeks off. My lawyer took 6 weeks off to follow this case. And
you need to fire her then, because if she's taking 6 weeks off to see some celebrity trial, then you need to fire her.
She's being like, she's going to show up on like the London Times, and she's,
fire.
Successful. Oh no.
I know a lot of big time, attorneys in the Orlando area. So like I can get you in touch.
Three of them. There's like the three billboard attorneys.
Okay. All right. So what are your three billboard attorneys in Orlando?
Morgan.
No. Well, yeah. I mean, John Morgan is the biggest swinging dick in Orlando. Well, hell, nationwide, if I'm just being honest.
I haven't met him yet, nor have I looked at the growth beyond there.
Well, that's just a
personal opinion. Dan Newlin, he's a really big one in Central Florida. He always hosts those concerts.
What about Mark Nijan? Well, he's good friends with Flo Rida. You know, he always got Flo Rida.
Yeah.
What about Mark Nijames is another one that's out there.
Oh, I don't know. His billboards aren't on my typical routes. But the other one I can think of is like Vias, the older white gentleman married to a younger beautiful Vietnamese woman, and they've got like generations of pious.
All right. Well, let's get into the story. If you have any comments, just jump in, okay, Lauren?
In a verdict as stunning as the trial, the jury delivering an overwhelming victory for Johnny Depp.
All right. So do you think Amber Heard really pooped in Johnny Depp's bed?
100%.
You think she did? Have you ever been so mad at a dude that you would have pooped in his bed?
No, but I'm not saying I didn't pee on someone's clothes intentionally.
Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven all the elements of defamation? Answer, yes.
Depp, who was said to be watching from the UK, awarded 15...
Isn't that kind of pimp, though? That you're not even there during the deliberation, like when they give you the verdict, that he's just like, I'm going to go to the UK.
It was definitely a boss move because he was like at some like concert or something. But she doesn't, I don't think she even has close to that type of money.
Oh, she's never going to be able to pay this. She's not going to be able to pay this.
Well, I mean, there's still the appellate court. So she's going to have appeals to question specific items from jury decisions, things of that nature. But still, that is not a small sum.
And Wendy, if you're listening right now, I am going to join you later tonight with you and Lauren on your show. So if you, I just would love for you to come on and give my guest Lauren a little bit of like just life advice. Because
look,
I'm
no longer with that individual. I was young and dumb and
no,
moved on.
I just, you don't fight me on this, Lauren. This is going to be some grade A material.
You have to share your first story. I'm sure that you have.
Wait, first story of what?
What your relationship was like with the very first person you.
Oh, look, I've constantly have gotten abused. I've constantly have gotten taken advantage of. I've constantly have been just the bitch of like every single relationship. But it's also a lot to do with my childhood trauma. I just think I'm just that type of person. Wendy does say, be up in a little. Yes. I'm eating right now. Okay.
Yes. So wait, okay. Well, unpack that a little. Something happened in your childhood where you are attracted to emotionally abusive women?
No, it's just I'm more.
Are you comparing yourself to Johnny Depp? Did you just consider yourself like Johnny Depp?
No, it's just more of that I'm a people pleaser. Like, I like to make sure other people are happy over my own well-being. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you do seem like an overgiver for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely.
Someone would easily take advantage of.
Definitely an overgiver. More ways than one. I'm sorry. That was a bad joke.
$1 million after the jury unanimously agreed he was defamed by ex-wife Amber Heard when she wrote a 2018.
Now, you're in media relations. If you were working with Amber Heard, would you have advised her not to write this op-ed that she did, not even mentioning Johnny Depp?
I think that she would have gone first to legal advice before doing this, because with that type of publicity, I mean, I've been following the case for a while, especially like what happened over in the UK, but that would never be something that you would solicit to TMZ without a solid, solid legal plan and backup plan. But the bigger thing is, I mean, I don't necessarily think I would have said, don't provide your opinion. I don't think I would have advised her to not settle when the opportunity was there early on. I mean, I think it's good that she could voice her opinion and share it. I think it's a great opportunity that she did in a way I wouldn't have gone. Why TMZ? Go to a more trusted resource that will have your back.
Op-ed in the Washington Post saying she was a public figure representing domestic abuse without mentioning Depp by name.
Today's verdict confirms what we have said from the beginning.
How much did social media play into the verdict of this?
Well, technically, you have to keep them separated.
But so you know that it didn't happen.
It's like with every like major celebrity case, the public opinion was definitely on Johnny Depp's side. But
why though? Why? What went wrong? Like, what was the major flaw that Amber Heard made or his team made?
I think it was just too many inconsistencies, and it was stories for a lot of individuals that recognized when someone was taking advantage or like making lies, and just the constant examples of gaps in the story of a faulty narrative was just something that was pounced on. And it wasn't just like a once or twice. It was time and time again, everything from like Elaining to non-teacup puppy size poopies on the bed. So I think it was just a onslaught of ridiculousness that I imagine a lot of people identified with, being like, this is so fake. I too understand that.
What was the, in your opinion, what was the most attractive point in Johnny Depp's career? What role, what movie?
Crybaby. 100% Crybaby. Do you know that film?
Yeah, I do. Yep. I do. What about Edward? Everybody loved Edward Scissorhands, though. That was a very goth type, emo flick later down the road that everybody liked.
There's nothing that could be so sexually charged about an individual with scissors that would be sticking them in
you. Whoa. So I'm sorry, I gotta go there, but you don't think there's anything sexually exciting about being with a guy that has scissor hands?
I think there's something better about scissoring than Johnny Depp's character.
Have you? Okay, you opened up the door, and I'm going to go there.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, that's what she said. So, scissoring.
I'm just trying to make you uncomfortable.
No, you're not making me uncomfortable. No, I blush because I'm very fair-skinned sometimes, even though I do get a tan. I'm working on my base tan and everything. Scissoring. Were you ever in a sorority?
I was not. I was an athlete in college. We didn't.
What was your sport?
Soccer.
Okay. Well. Okay. That kind of.
I can't like lift my leg above my head right now. But I even have a tattoo of a soccer ball.
Where?
On my foot.
Oh. Well.
That's why I said I can't lift my leg above my head right now to show you.
Wait a minute. But why can't you lift your leg above your head? And
I will text you why later.
Oh, okay. All right. But scissoring, have you ever like known any chick or firsthand? Like, is that something you have any experience with secondhand?
I mean, we live in Central Florida. There is a very large and wonderful community.
Okay, well, then that's all I need to hear. I mean, so, wow, so you have. Okay. I
didn't say anything.
I'm implying it, so.
Imply away.
Okay, so what, all right, so from what you've heard secondhand, or I'm implying, what is the thrill about scissoring, though?
You have to know that, like, 90 or whatever percentage of women don't get, reaching the point
of so you're not
orgasm
from penetration.
Internal, yes. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Wow, I did not know that, and it makes me feel very inadequate that some women have probably gotten more satisfaction from that said thing than what I've probably been able to give. So,
don't take it as a you thing. Just take it as a like biological thing.
Really?
A lot of women find more sexual pleasure from surface.
Okay. So, you got to remember I'm on some platforms and I got to get creative about how I talk about things.
Do
some women have larger parts?
Oh, definitely.
Than other women, and when I'm talking about the man in the boat, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, of course. If you just Google half of the yes.
So some
no
women
one looks the same unless it was plastically manufactured.
So some women do have very large men in the boat then.
Definitely. Engorged. I got him to break.
So I consider myself a little bit of a wordsmith, and just the word engorged is just like, I mean, there are certain words that like, okay, if you're describing food, moist. Moist is one of those words.
Gastronomical?
Yeah, but engorged men in the canoe or the boat. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to, you know, we may have to, like, talk about doing a subscription show, me and you, where it's just words. It's not going to be anything, but where we can just talk freely, unedited. You see what I'm saying?
You want to liberally spread your vocabulary.
So yeah, I want to be able to just be very, very blunt about what we're talking about. And you're talking about engorged people in a canoe or a boat and stuff. All right. I got to get into
this. I'm talking that women have bodies that are celebrated in all shapes and sizes. And
okay, but what about
fantastic
Innies and outies? You know, some people look like Arby's five for five.
I love my belly button.
No, I'm not talking about belly buttons. I'm talking about, man, I'm just talking about some of them look like an Arby's roast beef 5 for 5 deal, if you know what I'm talking about.
I have never heard innies and outies applied to that region.
You've never heard of innies and out? No?
No, wait. Has anyone else heard of that specific term being referred to anything but a belly button?
Guys, if you're in the chat room, innies and outies, have you guys ever heard of me talking about certain areas of the female anatomy being innies or outies? Or is that only
exclusive to the belly button?
To the belly button. And I'm telling you, it's not.
Brava, Iggy. She's
Iggy,
on my side.
Yeah, Iggy, but you're also Canadian. I haven't heard that either. LOL. That's a first for me. And now, and Lauren, please let me know, like, does some of the conversations we have, like, offend you? Like, I don't want you to think that the only reason I have you on is to talk about shit like this and stuff.
I mean, like, turds like this? Like,
no, okay. All
you right. could have totally played off that pun.
I know.
It's a casual conversation. Like, there's just, I mean, I would be offended if you were to say, oh, you look like someone who would have a very engorged man in your canoe. And try to.
Against all right. If we don't get back on this story, we're never going to finish deals. It.
With Depp support.
Now, do you think that there are, see, I'm already like on to the next topic. Do you think that there are any of the women that are there that would be like, I'm here supporting Johnny Depp? That would be like, if Johnny was like, hey, I'm going to be hanging out here and here. Do you think some of these women would show up?
Why not? I mean, it's, do you remember the Casey Anthony trial here in Central Florida?
Yeah, I covered it every single day. You know, Channing Mason wrote about me in his, biography.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Was it anything good?
He called me a radio jackal or media jackal because I mean, you're in media relations. Okay. Like they didn't want to talk to the media, but they wanted to walk from the Bank of America building over to the courthouse, but they didn't want to talk anything. And I warned them. I was like, if you guys are going to make this walk every single day and you're not going to answer any of my questions, I'm going to ask you anything that I want to. It's not even going to be related to the case. I'm just going to ask you the most ridiculous stuff that I can think of.
What color is your thong?
No. He had a lot of female paralegals that was walking with him every single day. And I asked Chaney, and he actually brought this into the book. He never mentioned me by name, but one of the questions that I asked was the example he put up there. He was like, oh, some media scumbag was asking my female paralegals if they were worried that their menstrual cycles were going to get synced up with Casey Anthony's because they were spending so much time with each other. And he got so offended. You know, like, there were TV cameras, national news cameras, when I asked that question, and he told me to go fuck myself on a national TV when that happened.
He might have been right in terms of that being like a ludicrous question, but he went about it the wrong way, so he canceled his own
chance
of redemption back.
But do you get what I'm saying?
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I played soccer. All of us were in sync. Mm-hmm. Like, it was fabulous for our games, except for that one week. Like, we all knew that our coach was like, all right.
Mm-hmm. Does that really, really happen? Do women's...
100%. Oh, my gosh. Isn't that the coolest thing? Like, as human beings, like, we can bleed for 7 days and not die.
I know.
And we can, like, sync our bodies to do what we want someone else's body to do. It's like, follow me. It's like Instagram following, but I'm telling my body to have another person follow my uterus.
Atomic Citizen writes, do people dock belly buttons? Do you know what docking is?
Enlighten me. I have three definitions. Well, in my head, okay, so yes, they're all like what you're talking about.
With dude on dude, docking is, you know, like, okay, so say one guy is not circumcised, another one isn't, and you dock your genitalia and his genitalia, if you know what I'm talking about. I don't know how you can dock belly buttons. Those are two innies.
If you have, okay. No, I think you need... No, mine's an innie. I don't know.
Mm, all right. We're getting off track here. But, man, we're getting way into just being offensive.
We're celebrating.
And I apologize, people.
Outside the courthouse, inside the jury rendering a mixed verdict, agreeing Heard was also defamed, awarding her $2 million. After the blistering defeat, Heard saying in part, I'm even more disappointed with what this verdict means for other women.
Okay, so hold on.
Women.
All right, so do you buy that, her statement that this is a setback for women?
I think so, because it's setting a precedent where, no, men absolutely can and are emotionally or physically abused. Mm-hmm. But there are going to be times on both sides of the aisle where someone's lying, and this is going to be a very loud precedent case that where women who tend to be in the majority of who's abused are going to have like this defense thrown in their face time and time again.
Yeah. Natalie Mandingo says, does anyone else not ever get offended by words like me? I mean, Natalie, you know, like, I don't get offended by words. I believe in absolute freedom of speech, and I get it. But you know what? I got to play the game sometimes.
I would say if you ever say anything bad about my husband or my dog, I would not be polite back. But for the most part, like,
I've never seen your dog. Can I judge your dog after we get done with this story and give you...
You can look him up. He was on a TV show on Animal Planet. He was captain of Team Fluff.
It is a setback. A star-studded but toxic marriage fueled by drugs and alcohol.
What have you thought about her outfits? Like, I think the outfit choices have been absolutely horrendous.
I mean, I didn't know if this was a fashion show, if you will. I'd look more at her shoes. But, I mean, it's not what I would wear, but I think she still kept it professional as the modicum of the courtroom demand.
Women power. You're just taking her side because... She's a female.
I'm just look at that tie. I'm not rocking a lime green paisley tie.
But she's dressing like she is
in a professional setting.
She like might be carrying a chain wallet, if you know what I'm talking about.
I mean, she's not dressed in anything that's like outlandish. Like, we just finished talking about shows that my husband and I we just finished binge watching Selling Sunset, and that show is full of very beautiful women and many outrageous outfits.
Finally finishing, and I know I'm late to the game, Orange is the New Black.
Great show.
Yeah,
fantastic
show. Atomic Citizen, that really isn't woman-like appearance, means everything in court. The results showed as much. I gotta agree with you, Atomic Citizen.
I would say that, like, you do dress to fit the part. I would think that, I mean,
wouldn't you want her to be as feminine as possible to make her more of the victim?
No. Why? Because I think what likely would be is just more of the you are asking for it scenario.
Really? You think people still believe that women are asking for it type thing?
It was said to me 4 months ago.
Really? Whoa. Okay, hold on. Let's finish this, and I got to get on that.
In claims of mental, verbal, and physical abuse.
He just hit me over and over and over.
You know what? I'm done with this. I got to
six get... 6 weeks of this trial, and you finally made that decision?
Yeah,
I broke my keyboard.
I got to get rid of this. Did not remove from studio. Wait a minute. So that has been used against you, like you deserved it, you were asking for it type thing?
I was at a conference and a gentleman was less than appropriate.
Like, come on. We're not using names or anything, but like, and we're not talking who he was affiliated with, but kind of set up the scene there.
Walking back, offered to drive him, take him back, and there was an aggressive hand grabbing, not appropriate touching, very clear signs of absolute disinterest, and the staff nearby just were like, oh, it's fine.
Wait, did this happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't feel comfortable talking about, but like you said, hand grabbing, where what areas was he grabbing? Your hand or butt?
Grabbed my arm, my wrist, grabbed around my waist, pushed me against my shoulder. Like, yeah.
Wow. And is that something you gotta like shut down immediately, or if it's a client that might be like spending a lot of money, is there a certain way you go about this without ruining the deal and still standing up for yourself, or does that go out the window?
Different approaches for sure. Mine was more of like, I'm like, is this really happening? And is like the hotel staff not going to do anything about this? And so laughed it off as much as I could until it was, I need to be clear that this is not happening. And then when that final understanding of rejection was understood, I was verbally assaulted with profanity that everyone in the nearby vicinity could hear. And
was this guy drunk?
I wouldn't say he was sober. I wouldn't say he was intoxicated beyond reason. But mm-hmm. I'm sure, you know, there was drinks, probably.
You know, you do a lot of this networking and stuff. Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me read this comment. Atomic Citizen 865 says, "What helped Johnny the most in my experience was him dropping out of media, which is his work.
100%.
We really got to see the account as it was. Probably Johnny still had the poo on the bed until the verdict."
You know, I 100% agree with him, because you know what happened the same day that trial's verdict went out? On Netflix, Corpse Bride and another Johnny Depp film was ranking at the top. Aquaman was on HBO. Like, all of this stuff that started, Fantastic Beasts mm-hmm. was popular on HBO, or like was being like represented as a featured film. All of these films and franchises that revolved or in some way were connected to this case, were riding the wave. I 100% agree, because he showed that the damages were so much more than physical and verbal, because I think a lot of men won't be believed for physical damage or emotional damage, but financially he was hurt.
Yeah. Nelly Mandingo said about your experience, "I think that guy didn't care what you were wearing. He is just a piece of shit."
I don't disagree. But in his opinion, I think what I was wearing invited.
What were you wearing?
I don't even remember. Just like the same stuff that I would wear normally.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't dressed like Amber Heard.
I have noticed, and see, this is going to make me look like one of those guys as well, too.
Oh.
You like wearing shoes are a big part of your apparel. I almost sound Italian. Shoes are a big part of your outfit, you know. But like you do wear, like when you're out, you wear very bright colored shoes.
It's go bold or go home.
that, you know, are high-heeled, does it really help women out with the legs and the butt when they wear
my butt higher? Looks so much better in heels. Plus, like, so I'm 5'8 and a half. Most people think I'm 6 foot because, like, 3/4 of my body are legs. Like, it's my legs are longer than my friends who are over 6 feet. Like, men, wow. I know I have longer legs. So I always tell everyone I'm an optical illusion and an instant ego boost. Because how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot. Almost okay. Like I was like 6'1". I'm probably like 6'5" now, maybe.
Okay. So a solid 5'11".
Yeah.
When I see
whatever. Don't say that. I know for a fact I'm over 6 foot.
Mm-hmm. That's like the cutoff. So when we go dragon boating, you will see me from a distance and I am guaranteeing that you will think that I am taller than you.
What, and I don't even believe this dragging boating thing. Come out and practice. Oh, you'll never be able to make it.
June 11th.
Whatever. Like, until I get to go out and practice and do some dragon boating. June 11th,
if you're in the Central Florida area, there's a massive dragon boating festival.
I live in Central Florida, and I will come out and I will watch.
I'm inviting everyone else here nearby, too, all right, to watch you not fall and capsize in a boat.
Mm. Atomic Shaman Sweat Lodge writes, is she a height supremacist?
Look, I would say I never did the online dating, but if I did, I would have said you must be yay tall to ride.
Is your husband taller than you?
He's 6'4". You have to understand though. Hold on. I have a height issue. I'm the shortest member of my family. My father was 6'8 and a half and my mother taller than me still. I got totally deprived. I've got nephews that are 6'5 to 6'7.
Have you ever dated a dude shorter than you?
Oh, my height.
Your height, but you've never gone shorter. I mean, does that make you look at a man as he's lesser than you if he's not taller than you?
It's more of that I didn't get hit on by individuals that were shorter than me. For a long time in my life, I love that not afraid to climb. The confidence that you would have, like, I didn't say no when people would ask me. I'd be like, oh my gosh, yes. Because I've told you this before. I've always been friends with the hottest female in the room. So I always had the pick of the leftover litter. And I was the gatekeeper of sorts. So friends would come up to me and be like, oh my gosh, introduce me to Jen, introduce me to Marisa, introduce me to all these individuals. How did I offend?
Yeah, you just offended short people with your words.
I was offended that short people never hit on me.
No, but you also got to understand, like, I'm trying to build a network here. I'm trying to build a show. And you're just complete disrespect of shorter people. Like, I've completely lost that audience. And, you know, all it's going to take is shorter people than you to complain, report me on YouTube, and then I'm going to lose my monetization.
Now, Atomic says that he's not offended at 5'8". What is your credentials of what is considered short?
Who, me?
Where does the vertically challenged cutoff occur?
Atomic Citizen, Atomic Shaman Sweat Lodge. Like, would you be like, I don't know, would you have the confidence, or you said you're not afraid to climb? I get it, but does it make you feel lesser of a person from Lauren's comments? Because I don't need that type of blowback. I really, really don't.
Grandmother is 4'8". Look, there's pros and cons of being shorter. I'm just saying is that you must be yay tall to ride, because I am dropping basketball stars. I'm like gonna drop like a giraffe. Any height that comes out of this body is guaranteed to ride every attraction at Disney by 3 years old.
Yeah, Nedley, and good for her telling the truth. Words shouldn't offend if it's the truth. I mean, I agree with you, Nedley, man, but like Lauren coming in with the hot takes and stuff that she's doing, dropping truth bombs, I don't need her to get me in trouble. I dated a girl that was 5'11", and I didn't care that she wore heels.
Amazing. I love that. And like, you know, as a female, if I'm out and I have some very tall friends who are with men that are shorter, the way that they look together, the man may be shorter, but you immediately have just this assumption of, gosh, he's great in bed. He's financially successful. He's funny. He's emotionally supportive. Like, he's got all these checks you're ticking off.
If you were back in his time period, like, would you have given Napoleon a chance? Even though he was a, you know, brutal leader, like, would you have been like, all right, I'll give Napoleon a chance?
I would judge everyone by the unique interaction that we would have with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he would hit on me. My French is good, but I'd have to bend over to chat to that uniballer.
Atomic Shaman, you're going to have to grow larger nuts to compensate. Okay. Nathan Bissett, my girlfriend was over 6 foot tall in middle school when I was still 5'5 giggity.
That's awesome. I mean, that's like a really sensitive area, being 6 foot in middle school. Good for her.
Nelly Mandingo says, Napoleon, great question. So how much does power, I'm not talking about physical power, but I'm talking about power financially or just knowing the right people and stuff. Is that sexy to women?
I'm sure it's sexy to most. My biggest thing was passion and confidence. If you could have been the best banjo player or a speed Rubik's Cube individual, like, if you had passion and confidence in what you could do, it didn't matter. That was the most attractive thing. And power carries that.
You know, the guy off of that movie, what the hell? See, this is where all the drugs are coming back to blow my mind. You remember the one with I'll make you squeal like a pig. What was the one with the inbred kid playing the banjo? I'm gonna punch myself in the face. No, it wasn't Chunks or Sloth. Deliverance. Yeah, Deliverance. Do you even know what the movie Deliverance is?
No.
Are you fucking kidding me? Ned Beatty.
I can Google this really quickly.
Make you squeal like a pig, boy. You know, it was like a bunch of redneck hillbillies.
Doesn't sound like my genre. The woods. But the more you impersonate it, I'm sure the less likely I will know what it is.
Well, guess what? That kid was inbred, stupid as hell, had a big waterhead, and guess what? He played the banjo quite well. So, I mean, so you're saying you'd give him a chance?
Would he ask me out? Like I said, there was a long time in my life.
Well, you're not his sister or cousin, so I don't think he would.
Bummer. Lost love before the opportunity even presented itself.
I know that I'm all over the place.
Okay, so we'll play reverse. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Have you ever dated someone taller than you?
Yeah.
Oh, that hesitation.
I have. No, I have.
As a tall person, I'm offended.
I have.
You have.
I have.
Okay.
I have.
Okay.
What was
that experience like for you?
Well, I was younger. It wasn't at the moment. You got to remember, I was a late bloomer and stuff. And it wasn't a very sexual relationship. We just dated, maybe made out, you know, heavy petting above the underwear and stuff. But didn't lead to anything more than that. She was... She went on to be a collegiate basketball player. So, and she was a ginger as well, too.
I feel like that's your calling card.
What?
Whereas mine is gingers?
No. I mean, I have nothing against gingers at all. I don't know. I like the tallies. I like the Amazon type women.
The Amazonians? Okay. Yeah. How, like, would you, but so that's the one outlier, the one individual that was taller than you more often than not you dated.
No, there have been other ones I'll give you my type, okay? Different, quirky, weird, outside of the box. Like, what people find stereotypically attractive, I don't, I like... Just quirky, weird, outside
of
the box.
So would you
women.
Date a quirky, weird individual with an engorged canoe?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I would. Yeah, of course.
So you weren't height selective?
No. Like, It's weird. Like, I'm all over the place.
I don't think that's weird. I think that's great because you go first for personality and things that are not shallow.
What is
and
the...
Is it,
go ahead. Sorry.
I was like, is it, are you playing your odds? I don't know.
I really don't know. Like, that's the thing about it. I'm 42. Our taste changed through our lives. Wouldn't you say that?
Sure.
Like, we
absolutely
definitely do. What we were attracted to 5 years earlier, we might not be attracted to now.
Yes.
How much difference is there between your first husband and your second husband?
Not
a lot, probably. Or day and night.
Day and night.
In which way?
One was outgoing. One is introverted. One is super athletic. One does not partake in sports.
I'm not going to say or tell you or ask you which one you're talking about, but I already can imagine. Okay.
One was 5'11", the other is 6'4". Personality wise, interactions with friends and family, who their typical friends are, day and night.
Yeah. Nellie Mandingo, height selective is another term for prejudice. Just kidding. I'm tall, by the way.
I bet you can be equally height selective for a different criteria.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about men that like to be with women that have smaller hands to make things look bigger, if you know what I'm talking about?
Great. I feel like
you have small hands.
Successful. I think I do. I have really small feet. Like, I have really small feet.
You got long fingers, though.
I do have long fingers. I like my long. Look, because I could even do like this. Can you do this?
What?
Emotional.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can do this one.
Yeah.
Wait, can you lift it back up and then just do the pinkies? And the middle fingers. Or not the middle fingers. The
you got to remember.
Most people can't do this really well.
I was a baseball pitcher, so I am good with my digits.
We knew we had to throw that out sometime.
Yeah, and I used to have calluses on the tips.
Just the tips?
Yeah, just the tips, calluses, you know, from throwing the baseball and doing stuff. But, like, yeah, with the digits, I'm pretty good with.
Okay, fair.
Gonna be leaving soon, and I know, like, you go out, you do a lot of these events. Do you ever room with some of the women that are at these events as well, too? Or do you usually get a room by yourselves?
Oh, I try to. So I don't like staying in a room by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, fun fact, like, I've been getting super into hostels because I really don't like going to a hotel by room by myself, especially with what just happened. It further exemplifies it. So, I always try to bunk. Always.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of these rooms, same rooms and stuff, like, guys always have this thing. Hey, if you see a sock on the door handle or whatever, you know, I'm, getting,
come back later.
Yeah. Come back later. Like, do women have those, like, little hidden messages?
No, because the woman goes to the man's room.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you could be right.
I mean, it's my favorite three words. You are right. So in every scenario I've come across, it's never been an issue because they go to wherever they're staying.
Mm. Have you ever had to cover for one of your girlfriends with a guy? If my boyfriend or husband or just significant other text you, like, hey, have you seen such and such? Have you ever had to cover?
Yes, and I've also asked once to be covered.
Jesus.
No, it was just more that this is...
I mean, give me an example. Like, I mean, everybody thinks that guys are dogs and guys are going to cover and stuff. So... You're saying that you've actually covered for a female friend that
oh,
might
yeah, she's
be
sleeping over at my house.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, can you hear it? My mother just walked in.
Please, I beg you. I beg you. Can I talk to your mom? Can your mom, please? I will be respectful. I promise you. Please.
She just flew in from Chicago. I don't think she's in any way, shape, or form to
please,
want it. She
please.
Might like pop by.
How about this? How about this? Just say, hey, mom. I just want to, I want to, like, she doesn't have to be on camera.
Do you want to have her, like, do a drive-by wave?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mom.
Mom.
Mom, can you come say hi? Okay, sure. Who am I saying hi to? To everyone on the radio right now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm, yeah.
We can't hear, though, because it's.
Well, I mean, I, well, hi, Lauren's mom.
He says, hi. Hi, Lauren's mom.
Oh, my God. Your mom is adorable. Turn your headphones over where she can hear you, please.
Hold on. No, Orlando, basta.
No, no, no. No, turn your headphones over so she can hear you. Hi, Lauren's mom. How are you? Hi, Lauren's mom.
Talking to the microphone.
Hi.
Hey, I can hear her perfectly fine. Hey, Lauren's mom, you raised an amazing daughter and stuff. She comes on.
Oh, I'm so scared.
She's a guest host on the show all the time and everything. What is the one thing that you're the most proud of, Lauren, growing up?
That she had a good brain and she wasn't afraid to use it.
Yeah. Was there one thing you were worried about, Lauren, growing up? You were like, oh, man, this might be a problem.
That she was maybe a little bit too much of a nerd and it might be a problem.
Well, do you see the glasses? I'm a nerd as well, too. And
I don't even know what he's asking you. You called
me a nerd? No. Don't tell her anything. Lauren is a... I think you did an amazing job, Mrs. Lauren's mom. I'm trying
Mrs.
to be
Lauren.
Mrs. Lauren. Are you wearing a child shirt? I mean, I'm a big Star Wars fan as well, too.
It's a Baby Yoda.
A Baby
bet.
Yoda. Does she get the nerd thing from you a little bit, you think?
No.
No, she doesn't.
But she got her athletic ability from her dad and me.
Okay. She's what sport did you play growing up?
Me?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you have to remember, I'm 77 years old. We did not have.
There is no way you're
for
wait.
Women, except we had gym.
Wait, you're 76.
And it was,
there.
No, I'm 77.
There
anyway,
is no way you're 77, man. There is no way you're 77. You got to be lying to me. Seriously, there's no way you're 77.
Well, I think according to my birth certificate, I was, but you might be right. My birth certificate may be lying, and I like your take on it.
But
so I'm saying, yeah, you're right.
Did you grow up in Chicago? Because everybody thinks Chicago accents and stuff. You don't have that stereotypical Chicago accent, though.
Chicago. Yeah. No, I grew up in the city and then in the suburbs. And then I moved back to the city after high school to go to college.
What
in
is
the city?
What is your take on Chicago pizza? Because I went to Chicago once. I will say I love the Chicago hot dog, one of my favorite hot dogs. The first one I ever had was outside the Fields Museum, right across the street from Soldier Field.
Right.
I got mixed reviews on deep dish pizza.
Well, deep dish is my favorite because I love the crust.
Oh, you do?
And I like, I can tell you the one I like best.
Who?
Giordano's stuffed spinach. Cheese pizza.
Spinach is an underrated topping on pizza. I really, really love spinach. Well, Lauren's mom, I want to thank you for coming on and talking to me a little bit. You did an amazing job raising your daughter. She is definitely a force to be reckoned with when it comes to media relations and stuff.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate it. How long are you in town for?
13 days.
Well, you came down here just
13
in
days.
Yeah, I'm staying.
No idea what you're. Oh, you're staying here.
Yeah, I'm staying. Yeah.
Well, you came down here just in time for a tropical storm type deal. So
yeah, I brought it with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Lauren's mom, it was a pleasure, and I can't thank you enough for speaking with me.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Chow.
Oh, you said chow correctly.
I did.
Okay. She always speaks Spanish whenever she says hello or goodbye.
I'm sorry.
And my husband, okay. Roberto, speaks Italian.
She can't hear me, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Your mom's hot for 77. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Lauren, Jesus. I mean, that's got to make you feel good, right? Like that. What did I just embarrass? I'm sorry.
No, my mom is like having a full on conversation with me.
And I'm just saying, that's got to make you feel good at 77.
Mom,
like,
I want you to know that I'm going to be a hot gilf. A hot what? Gilf.
Tell your mom that I said that she's hot for 77. No, you won't say it. No. Okay.
Do you know what a gilf is, Mom?
What gilf is? Yeah.
No, gilf. G-I-L-F. G-I-L-F. Grandma, I'd like to finish that conversation later.
I'd like to go to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what F stands for, but anyways.
G-I-L-F.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hear. My mom is trying to.
I can hear. I can hear. No, let's let her work it out, please. Please.
Did she loves international fucks. Grandmothers, I'd like to.
Please come on.
She just.
Thanks.
She said goodbye.
Nedley Mandingo says thanks, Lauren and Lauren's mom. That was so awesome. Water boy of CFL said, "Oh, your mom." Okay, I'll leave you with this. And so. Is your dad still alive, or is he? No, he's not.
When I was 12.
Oh man, I'm sorry. I'm just coming. Mine's so fresh. I 1 year recently of my dad passing. Is your mom dating? Like, is she remarried?
No. Oh my God, I hope she does. I would love for my mom to have some D in her life.
Wait a minute. I
frequently try to pimper off to my friends, and unfortunately there have been no takers yet.
Wait,
she comes with a fixed income.
Wait, so like, do you think when was the last time you think your mom is, you know?
Oh, I know. She had a boyfriend. And, oh my gosh. She can't hear me. She had a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. No, please, please.
No, she's like coming back. I need to talk about something.
Please, please.
Okay, we're almost done. Mom, we're almost done. I feel like I'm telling my mom to like I'm in high school.
Waterboy of CFLs asks, so your mom's available? Question mark.
I mean, I don't think at that age she ever becomes locked in.
Your mom, no. Your mom could pull like some younger
she
did. Dudes.
Ooh, she got asked out by a guy who was like 20 years younger from her through friends, and then on their like this like one date it was revealed the age difference. He was like, oh, it was like understanding that, oh, this girl's not 6 foot tall but she's only 5'8".
Nelly Mandingo says all week Tuttle, perfect shows. Thank you, Lauren, for helping me put the cherry on the top of this week's great shows. But your mom, though, like, and now I get it, Lauren. I get it. I get why you are the way you are. I'm not saying that in a bad way, but, like, your mom, most women, my mom is 72, okay? And if she came on or got put on the spot and was asked to be on a show, there's no way she would ever, ever say a single word. And your mom was just like, fuck it, I'm going on, I don't care, I'm gonna be myself. And I know it all makes sense, Lauren.
Oh, can I brag about my mom really quickly?
Yeah, please.
Not only is she apparently a smoking hot grandmother, she is actually one of the reason why women are allowed to wear pants in Illinois.
Really?
Like, it was illegal for women to wear pants to work. Mm. And so my mom and a very small group of her friends made it legal for women to wear pants.
Has your mom been with, well, obviously, because you're very pale like me, so your dad was obviously white as well, too. But, like, yes. Has your mom ever, like, you know,
My mom's
got
dated the Crayola box.
Wait, oh, she's really?
Yeah, like her most recent boyfriend is a gentleman raised on the Texaco border who was half Japanese, half Native American. Oh, and he was significantly shorter than her. Oh, even better story. Hold on. About my mom.
Okay.
She has a very clear type. It's something that I share with my brothers.
What?
My father was a Vietnam veteran and lost his leg just below the knee.
So she's an amputee.
Her most recent boyfriend was an amputee who lost his leg in the exact same place. So I said, my mom has a 1.5 foot fetish.
Wow. No, but I mean, that is like, it is like amputee type thing is a little bit. And you know what, though? I don't judge people. I really, really don't. Like, whatever. I think that there is no kink that. Did you read what Big Dog Millie blows a leg off? I'm sorry about my audience, but mom has swagger and pop chops. Let's go L's mama. I'm sorry. You'll probably never come on my show again. Do you like it? I mean, will you be honest? Do you have fun when you at least come on the show? Like,
I love people that participate in this chat. Okay. They're a blast. You less so much. No, I'm kidding.
But big Doug Millionaire says, blows leg off. Waterboy CFL, but since I have three legs. But so was your mom, like, is your mom, like, do you and your mom have that type of relationship where, like, you guys, cause I've always had that relationship with my parents and when my dad was still alive that I could talk about anything, you know,
I grew up watching Sex and the City and in our household, like I remember I was in third grade and Samantha from Sex and the City was having a scene with a swing and my mom explained to me without hesitation
what character did you relate with the most from the character Sex in the City?
Depends on the time of day.
Did you watch the reboot? I really did not like it. I think they kind of sold out a little bit.
I watched it. A lot of several clients had touted about the show, that and Working Moms. They're not my like go-to shows, but I watch them because it's client conversations. They like it.
Man, I bet your mom has tons of stories. Like,
just talking about raising you and
having to deal with maybe some of the stuff she had to deal with that you maybe, you know, brought upon the family maybe, or, you know.
My mom had me at age 45. She thought she hit menopause. There was no.
Real? Whoa. My dad had me late in life, but 45? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. And my dad was 48. I'm the only girl. I have five brothers. And.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Your dad was still bringing it at his 40s and stuff. Very fertile.
He would get hit on any time. Like, we would go to the bar and stuff. And, like, I would, like, do homework at the bar and he'd like hang out with his friends and he would get hit on left and right.
My grandfather, Nedley, please. And you can be on the show, but Nelly Mandingo says, book her mom Tuttle. She is down.
We could play a game. We'll say like, who knows the other one more? And be like, what is the person's favorite movie? And
can we do that? Kind of like, the Newlywed Game where like I ask questions where like, you go in another room and I'll ask her, like, you know, questions about you. Oh, you could ask her
who's her favorite son-in-law. That one I'll get right.
Wait, who? Who, though?
She only acknowledges one. That is my current.
Next Friday, can we? She's here for 13 days.
I'm in Costa Rica. I will be at the hippie haven. I'm sorry.
Will you be back before she leaves? I hope that you're not going to leave your mom alone in Central Florida while...
Oh, she loves it. She has her whole group of friends. She spends like 2 or 3 months a year here.
Lauren, I know Central Florida. I have so many connections in Orlando. I will be completely respectful. Would you allow me to take your mom to lunch?
Oh, I'm scared.
No, I'm... And I will be respectful. I'll do it right.
If she says yes, yes, I will start a three-way chat and you can take my mom out for lunch.
And listen, but I get I'm going to be respectful. Okay. Yes, please.
It has to be better than sex.
I'm not talking about that.
No, I know. I'm trying to make it as uncomfortable.
You can't make me uncomfortable. I've had an expandable butt plug in my anus, so you can't make it any more comfortable than that. So,
what if you have to wear that throughout the lunch?
I will. I mean, I think, Lauren, you know, like, I respect you. We're friends. We talk all the time. Okay. And I would never do anything to disrespect your mom. I'm a Southern gentleman. Like, seriously, like,
I'm more worried of what story she would tell you that maybe I'm not ready for people to know.
Please, Lauren, I would be, and I know I have a lot of connections. I could impress her, show her a good time, and it would just be me being kind of like her tour guide. I will show her the Central Florida she's never seen before. I will take her to Gatorland and take her to the gator jumparoo. I will let her feed a dead chicken to a crocodile. And it will be, she will say, Lauren, this guy is, if it doesn't work out with your second husband, this is a guy that is a is just a Renaissance man. And he took me and let me feed a dead chicken to a crocodile. I will take her to, I will take her to the areas she's never been before. And I'm not trying to like be.
I want to be there to document this like budding friendship.
I will take her on an airboat tour ride. I will.
Those are cool.
Hmm. I will.
I will extend the offer.
Okay.
And I will let you know what she says. I can't. Look, I'm not her pimp.
I know you're. I'm not saying that. See, why do you got to make it uncomfortable? Why are you trying to make it uncomfortable? Like.
Oh, I'm just saying she's a busy schedule. Like she's got like a huge group of friends here and they all know she's in town.
I'm a Southern gentleman. I will treat her with the utmost respect. I will open the door. I will say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I will pull her chair out for her. It will be the most respectful event that she's ever been a part of. And she'll be like, that guy is the manliest of men. Yes, it will be like, I promise you, Lauren, I'm going to end this now, but before I say anything else. But I would be honored to treat your mom to a Southern gentleman dinner respectfully. I will not. It's nothing else than that. I want to get to know Lauren's mom.
I will let her know.
Since you're going to leave her here, you're going to go to another country while she comes and visits. And I'm going to be like, look, I'm going to be like another son to you. I'm going to be the son that's going to take care of you, fulfill all of your needs. If you see a guy and you're like, I do declare that guy is quite dreamy.
Oh my gosh, please, 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 please go manhunting with her.
I will find you a stepdad, Lauren. I promise you I will.
I could ask for nothing more in life.
All right, turn off your do not disturb on your phone so I can call you after this and make sure you're not mad at me. Because
no, I'm not mad. Plus all. Okay.
Wait, what did? All right, I'm going to get out of here.
They're ready. They're like, we need to go eat. My mom just landed from the airport.
Lauren, I appreciate everything. Promote mongoosemedia.com. Where can people check
dot
you
US.
Out?
Dot US.
US. Mongoosemedia.us. And what is your Instagram?
Lauren E. Petrullo.
All right, Lauren, you killed it as always. I hope you have a wonderful night.
Oh, I hope you have a wonderful friend date with my mom. Find all my right. stepdaddy, please.
All right, bye. Oof. Jack, I would. I actually would. God, that got really, really weird. All right, I'm going to go watch the Lightning game. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday.